新约圣经哥林多后书第四章。
Brothers and sisters, let's open our New Testament to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们要读这一章里面的几节圣经。
We're going to read a few verses from this chapter.
哥林多后书第四章第一节。
我
们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不上胆，乃将那暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，无行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己献给各自的良心。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
第四节的最后一半跟那个第五节、第六节啊，基督本是神的像，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
From latter part of verse 4 till verse 5 and 6, for God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, Let light shine out of darkness,May His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Verse 7, but we have the treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
十六节，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自弃的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
Verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troublesare achieving for us an internal glory that far outweighs them all. Let's have a pray.
我再一次把这些话刻在我们里头，说在我们心上。
Lord, may you again carve these words on our inside and talk to our heart.
叫我们这是能够看见我们所承受的知识是何等荣耀的知识。
So that we can come and see the knowledge that we come to understand is how great the knowledge themselves.
叫我们真是知道如何在神面前服侍我们的主，服侍他的教会。
And teach us to know how to serve the Lord before Him and before and in His church.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 在哥林多后书呢，我们看见一个神的仆人，他是怎么样活在神面前的。
In 2 Corinthians, we see a servant, how does he live his life in front of the Lord?
不但他说到他在主面前自己的学习，他在弟兄姊妹们身上所做的工作。
Not only he mentioned what he learned from the Lord and the work that he has done on brothers and sisters.
那更是把神的心意呈现在我面前。
Moreover, he unveiled God's will in front of us.
那么对着一群属肉体在基督里面为婴孩的弟兄姊妹们。
So to these group of people,who are still infants in Lord Jesus.
他把这么深的话语写在他面前，只有一个目的。
To write such deep words and profound words to them only has one purpose,
就是我们他要他们做完全人，
which is to make them to become perfect.
这不但是使徒他自己里面的心愿，这也是神他的命令。
This is not only the apostles' hope, but also it's a command from God.
主说呢，你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
The Lord said, "You shall become perfect, just like your Father in heaven is perfect."
他在创世以前拣选了我们的时候，就已经使我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Before He selected us, before He created this world, He already made us perfect.
他在我们一生信主的路上，他做了一件事情，就是要把我们，让我们能够长大成的满有基督长成的身量。
Through our whole life of believing Him, there's one goal is to make us perfect and to measure up to Jesus Christ.
如果我们仍然在停在我们信主的时候，在我们什么时候停下来，什么是往前去的时候？
If we only stop at the moment that we start to believe,
那么神的心不会满足。
Then the God's heart will not be fulfilled.
神在 他在创世以前所定的旨意呢，他在我们身上一定要做成。
The purpose that He had for us before He even created the world, He will achieve it.
所以呢，我们呢也应该有这个心愿啊，我们要离开基督道理的开端，能够竭力进到完全的地步。
So we also shall share the same goal, which is to leave the beginning of the knowledge and to enter these perfection in Jesus Christ.
什么时候我们停下来了，我们满足了，什么时候我们就往后就倒退了。
Whenever we started to feel this satisfaction with our spiritual life, that is the time that we will start to move backward.
那么神的心意呢，就是要我们一直带领我们往前去，直到我们进入完全，直到我们被磨成神儿子的样子。
God's will is to keep leading us forward until we become perfect, until we become like His Son.
那么在这条路上行走的时候，我们服侍呢，是对我们的生命非常的有关键。
And while we're walking on this path, it's really critical for us to serve in the church.
那么我们都需要在服侍上有更多的认识，更多的学习。
We all need to learn more about service and need to learn about how to do it.
那第三章呢，我们看见呢，那个这个服侍呢，就好像在写那个一个荐书一样，荐信一样，推荐信。
In chapter 3, we saw that service is like writing a recommendation letter.
那不是写在别人心里，是写在我们自己的心里。
Which is not write upon other people's heart, but it's written on our own heart.
神把他要做的工作，他的那个像负责摆在我们的心里头，写在我们心上，告诉我们神要他要做的事情。
So God write what He wants to do on our hearts to tell us what He wants us to do through Him.
然后把负担赐给我们，叫我们起来祷告，叫我们起来为这些事情向神面前寻求。
And He gave us this burden so that we will get up and pray and to seek the Lord for certain things.
那么他也把足够的恩赐赐给我们，叫我们能够服侍他。
He also gave us the sufficient gifts so that we can stand and serve Him.
那么这个新约的执事呢，是荣耀的啊，是称义的，是存到永远的。
And these assignments in the New Testament is glorified and it's righteous and it's for eternity.
那么我们呢，在这个新约的执事服侍当中呢，常常来到他面前呢，瞻仰他的容颜，让我们敞开我们的心呢，面对我们的神。
So during all these assignments in the New Testament, we often need to come to see the Lord and to open our hearts to serve Him.
一面呢，他会把我们在这心中一切的怕，一切拦阻我们的神事情都挪去。
On the one hand, He will remove off the things that are obstacles for us to get closer to Him.
叫我们来真知道神在这个教会今天在这里所要有的服事。
To make us know about all of the services that we need to do in His church.
因为我们这样常常活在神面前的时候，我们自己要被改变哈，那么荣上加荣，从主的灵变成的。
When we often serve in front of Him, we become more and more glorified, just like how His Spirit led us.
那么第四章呢，他继续的往深入去哈，告诉我们呢，如何在这个新约指示上一同来服侍我们的神。
And he made the message more profound in chapter 4 to teach us how to serve God.
那这个我们既然蒙怜悯啊，受了这职分，就不上胆。
It says that since we were given these assignments, so we're not gonna lose heart.
我们呢，那个今天能够在神的家中服侍呢，不是因为我们多好啊，是完全是出于神的怜悯。
It's not because how good we are that we're serving in God's house, but because of God's mercy.
出于他那个丰盛的恩惠跟怜悯呢，我们今天能够在神的家中服侍他。
Because of His abundant mercy and grace that we can serve in His house today.
既然这样子的话呢，我们呢就不上胆，我们不灰心啊。So
we're not going to lose heart because of this.
那么在神的家中服侍的时候呢，我们呢难免啊会有这个软弱、失败，甚至灰心的时候。
Of course, when we serve in God's house, we will experience our own weakness, our own failure, and even to the point of losing heart.
那么，但是因为既然这是出于神的怜悯，我们能够服侍呢，我们就不再看自己，单单的看我们的神。
But because we are relying on God's grace, so we no longer look at ourselves, but we turn ourselves to look upon God.
这第四章呢，它是有几个方面呢，让我们看见了。 如何来预备我们来进这个新约的指示？
There are a few facets that the author mentioned in chapter 4 to teach us how we can serve the Lord to our best.
这几个方面呢，在今天我们在服侍主、服侍他的教会的时候，都是需要常常来学习、来思想的。
These facets are very important for us to meditate upon when we come and serve the Lord.
首先呢，它等虽然是出于神的，既然是出于神的怜悯，那么呢，我们呢，在我们自己身上有要求。
Since these were from God's grace, we also need to have these requirements for ourselves.
那么要把一些暧昧可耻的事给弃绝。We
need to remove all the shameful things and unseen things from us.
我们都得承认呢，我们呢，这虽然信主了多年了，我们呢，这个也就经历他的恩典了，在我们人的深处啊，还是有很多地方啊，是我们自己都不喜欢的。Even
though probably all of us have believed God for a long time, but we have to confess that in the deep part of all of us, we do have something that even ourselves dislike.
那么这每一点呢，我们都需要在神面前被对付。
And every point of those, we need to bring them in front of God to be handled by God.
每一点呢，就要常常在神面前靠神的恩典啊，然后能够除去啊，除去我们心中一切的阴影。
All these things, we need to come before the Lord and by His grace, be cleaned and removed.
这是我们在服侍主的时候一生的经历，一生的功课。
And these will be our lifelong lessons before the Lord.
但是保罗在这边讲的时候呢，特别说到我们在传福音的时候需要学习的。But
Paul also pointed out one key point that we need to learn when we come to share the gospel.
那我们在服侍上教会的时候，我们很多的有一个最大的负担，我们叫传福音，对不对？When
we serve the church, one of the biggest desire we have is to share the gospel.
我们巴不得那个福音朋友都能够信主，都能够跟我们一样得到这个上好的福分。We
really hope that all of the friends that can come and hear the gospel and share the blessings that we have.
但是呢，我们就算是传福音的时候啊，我们有时候很不知不觉的就把人的手啊加到成了福音里头去。
But even during these times of sharing the gospel, sometimes we unavoidably put our hands into the process of sharing the gospel.
这恩典的福音。一面呢，我们用许多人的方法呢，盼望人能够接受主，能够相信主，好像这个教会能够增长。
On one hand, we try to share the gospel about grace. On the other hand, we put a lot of human scheme into the way of how we share the gospel or building the church so more people can come.
他说那不行，我们不行诡诈，不没有讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建立个人的良心。第二节后面。
So here he said, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
我们在传福音的时候呢，我们在那个最喜欢告诉人说，你要信主耶稣基督，信了主以后呢，有平安，有喜乐啊。
When we share the gospel, the most we talk about is that after you receive and believe the gospel, you will receive peace and joy.
你要信福音啊，因为呢，神是爱啊，他照顾我们一切的需要，他那个看顾我们的他解决我们一切的难处。
You need to come and believe the gospel because God is love and He will solve all of your problems.
那么这靠着主的恩典呢，我们有的时候也会告诉人说，你为什么要信呢？因为我们都是罪人啊。那么这罪人呢，这个如果不认罪的话呢，不能够见我们的神的。
So sometimes by God's grace, we also tell them we're all sinners, and if we don't repent, we cannot see His face.
那么靠着神的恩典呢，有的时候我们还敢说呢，还愿意说啊，如果不信的话，将来有教会是那个受审判的。
By God's grace, sometimes we even will tell them, if you don't believe, one day you will face the judgment.
但是我们很少告诉这个福音朋友们呢。
But rarely we tell the gospel friends that.
信主呢是要付代价的。
Their cost of belief in the Lord.
确实呢，福音呢是一个白白的恩典啊，只要信你就得着。
Indeed, gospel is a free gift. Once you believe, you can receive it.
但是呢，我们不大愿意跟人说呢，这个门呢是一个窄门，这个路呢是一条窄路。
But we always are very reluctant to tell people that the door is indeed very narrow. Also, the path is narrow.
我们呢不太告诉人呢说，主耶稣说，如果有人要跟从我的话呢，他要背起他的十字架来跟从我。
We're sometimes reluctant to tell people that Jesus once said, if someone wants to follow him, they need to carry upon their own cross and follow.
神用丰盛的恩典要赐给我们。
God has abundant grace to be given to us.
但是呢，信主之后呢，要付代价，这是一条窄路啊。
But there is cost after believing in the Lord, and it's indeed a narrow road.
那么很多人呢没有这样子的观念啊，所以信主以后呢，那他不什么为什么信了主以后还碰到这么多难处呢？为什么信了主以后呢，那主还不祝福
？A lot of people don't see these views, so they sometimes question why after I start believing in the Lord, I still experience so much troubles and problems in my life.
我们不愿意说这些事情，我们就怕人听了以后呢。吓到了，不敢来信主了。
We don't want to mention these things because we are concerned that once they hear these, they will be afraid of the cost and they don't want to believe anymore.
保罗说呢，我们传福音呢，就是把神的真理、把神的话传给人就是了。
Paul said to share the gospel is simply giving people the truth of God and to share the word of God, and that's it.
人的良心里面知道这件事情是对的还是错的。
In people's conscience, they would know whether this thing is right or wrong.
人能够信主啊，不是我们说的多么美、多么好啊，是任何每一个信主的人都是在神在创世以前就已经拣选的。
Whether a person can come and believe the Lord does not depend on how we share the gospel with them, but all depends on whether God has selected them before the creation of the world.
神要我们做的就是把他所说的话，这些真理，诚诚实实的，而简简单单的说，是做给人听。
All God asks from us is to share His truth in a truthful and simple in a simple way.
只要他是一定得永生的，他一定听得进去，他一定会信的。
If that person is destined for eternal life, he will listen, and he will digest them.
有没有人因此退后呢？有没有人因此拒绝了他们那个反对呢？
Have there people been troubled by these and step backward?
那我们在传福音的时候需要认识一件事情。人多年呢、啊，在这个世界里头，被这神对世界的神弄瞎了眼睛。
When we share the gospel, we need to remember that people live in this world for a long time, and they have been blinded by this world.
那么人呢，要一下子把这个观念要转变过来，实在是需要神的恩典，不是我们能够做的。
If they need to turn their way away from their old views of this world, it will only get through by God's grace, not by what we can do.
那么人呢、啊，有的时候不肯信，人拒绝，人反跟那个啊，甚至毁谤，这是一个很正常的一些事情。
Sometimes people reject the gospel and even blaspheming. It's very normal.
神要我们做的，在新约的执事就是。忠心的神把神的话传讲给人。
What God wants us to do is faithfully share His word to people.
不用担心呢，这个人里面的反应怎么样？不用担心呢，人呢在听了一些对那个一些重的话呢，他们不信了，他们离去了。
Without worrying how people respond to the word we share, without worrying that if they hear something very heavy, they will turn away and not believe.
只要他是神的拣选，他一定听得进去，他的良心里面知道这是对的。
As long as he is a chosen or she is a chosen one, he will or she will listen and will believe.
那么这是我们在做这个进新约之事的时候，第一个需要认识。
So this is.The first thing that we need to come and know when we serve the Lord according to the New Testament.
就是忠心的传讲神的话，神说什么我们就说什么。
Which is faithfully share God's word. Whatever God says, we will say that.
属于神的百姓，属于神的人，神的话说出来的时候，他一定里面有回应。
People who are destined to belong to God.Who are God's people, whenever the God's word is shared, they will respond.
所以呢，接下来第二个问题呢，我们在平常我们在交通的时候，我们在传福音的时候，我们在传讲的时候，我们传什么呢？
So the second question comes, when we share the gospel, when we're communicating with other people, what do we share?
我们呢，在传一些人的哲学吗？我们在传一些世上的知识吗？
Do we share human's wisdom or worldly knowledge?
我们呢，在传那些这个世上的智慧嘛。
Do we share wisdom that's been shared among people?
那么他的第五节他说呢，我们不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主。
In verse 5, he says, "We do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord."
我们所传的，我们所服侍的，没有别的。只有唯有耶稣基督他自己。
What we preach, there is nothing else but Jesus Christ Himself.
那么耶稣基督是我们所传讲的中心，他是我们的服侍的对象，他是我们一生所追求的。
Jesus Christ is what we shared, and it's whom we serve, and it's also what we pursue our whole life.
我们传福音的就是要人认识神，对吧？那位创造宇宙万物的神。
The goal of sharing the gospel is to bring people to know God, the one who created this world.
那么我们的神呢，可以有很多方面来认识他。
There are many facets we can come and know about God.
那么罗马书告诉我们说呢，那他借着所造之物，叫我们能够晓得，叫人无可推诿哈。这借着神的创造，我们可以认识他。
In Romans, it says that we can know God by His creation, and there's no way to deny it.
有许多忠心的基督徒科学家们呢，他们用的。他们尽一生的这个这精力啊，他们研究科学，他们从科学当中啊要认识神。
Many devoted Christian scientists devoted their whole life in science, trying to see and know God through science.
啊，他们所支持的观念跟今天的世界上的这世俗的观念非常不一样啊。
The views that they have.Are very different from the views that this world has.
那么呢，他们受到的这个时代的这社会的压迫也是非常的大。
And the persecution that they experience from the world is great.
那么我每一次呢去看他们的文章，我们是叫我听他们说的演讲，我就非常的感动。
Every time I read their articles or listen to their speech.I was deeply touched.
他们呢确实是花了许多的功夫啊，要想要借着这个大自然呢、啊，来能让人来认识神。
They spent a lot of time trying to help people to know God through nature.
但是呢，他们几乎我听的时候，他们都说到一件事情。
But every time I listened to them, all of them mentioned one thing.
他说呢，我们说的这些东西，这些事情啊，在科学没有办法让人认识神。
They said all of these science that we try to explain cannot lead people to God.
他们呢都有深深的感觉，人要能够接受耶稣基督了，是唯有是圣灵的工作。
They all have a deep feeling that if one person can come and believe God, can only be done by spiritual work, by the Holy Spirit's work.
有的时候我们会讲说啊，如果我们真是对这个科学认识的。够透彻的，我们可以说服人，让人来认识神的那个接受主耶稣基督。
We might think if we can understand and explain science to a point that one day we can use this to persuade people to believe in God.
但是他们都同一件事情，这些事情没有一个人呢相信主是因为你把他说服的。
But these scientists all agree on one thing, is that nobody can become a believer because you persuade him or her.
这个宇宙确实是非常的美，也非常的壮观啊，让人啊真的想着到底有没有创造宇宙万物的神。
The universe is indeed very beautiful and great, and that still makes people think, is there a creator that created all of these?
其实今天世上呢，许多的宗教哈，那么他们也是想从这个世界上再找到一个神。
Many religions in today's world, all they're trying to do is also finding a God who created this world.
啊，他们呢是这个到一个地步啊，这个人是一个非常完美的人，他已经是个神。如果这个是这个太阳是这么样的伟大，说太阳是一个神。
To a point that they see a man who's perfect, they think that must be God. And when they look at sun is great, so sun must be a God as well.
已经堕落的人呢、啊，想要真正是从这些创造来认识那个真神的话，是不可能的。
It's impossible for fallen human beings to try to know God through the creatures.
那么就算是有些的宗教啊，它是一神论的啊。
Even in some religion, they believe there's only one God.
譬如像回教。
For example, Muslim.
他们呢认为阿拉是唯一的真神。
They believe that Allah is the only God.
但是呢，你如果是越接近去看他们那位神的描述的话，跟我们所认识的那个神是什么样的不一样啊？这是什么样的被扭曲的？
But if you go deeper and look at this description of Allah, you will notice that the image of God that they describe.In Muslim, it's distorted and it's different from what we believe.
甚至犹太教犹太人啊，他们也相信是他们相信的是耶和华神，跟我们是一样的。
Also, Jews believe in Yahweh, which is the same God we believe.
但是呢，他们在读的旧约的时候是个 pass， 他们看不清楚到底神到底是哪是什么样的一位神。
But when they read Old Testaments, what they read are veiled, and they cannot see clearly who God is.
那么我们要人来相认识、相信这位宇宙万物的神，唯一的途径是借着独生的儿子耶稣基督。
So if we want people to believe in God, who created the world, the only way is through Jesus Christ, His Son.
他说了，基督本是神的像。
It says Jesus is the image of God.
那么他是神本体的真相啊，但那个常用。他是神所发过的光辉，是神本体的真相。
He is the true being of God and is the glory, the light from God.
那么从来没有人在那个见过神，唯有在父怀里的独生子把它表明出来。
Nobody has seen God, only the Son and God's arms showed him.
那么有一天呢，那个腓力问耶稣，告诉耶稣说啊，说啊。这个主啊，如果能够把神把父显给我们看，我就心满意足了。
Philip once asked Jesus, "Nobody has seen God. If you can show God to us, then we'll all be satisfied."
他们呢都是犹太人，从小就在听到这个耶和华的那个信息，他们很想看见父啊。
They were all Jews, so they've been listening to this.Teachings about Yahweh, and they all want to see resurrection.
主跟他说：“腓力啊，你跟我在一起这么长久，你还不知道吗？”
And Jesus asked him, "Philip, you have been with me for a long time. How you don't know?"
看见了我，就是看见了父。
You see me, and you see Father.
难道他这么久了，你还不晓得吗？
It has been so long, but you still don't get it.
没有人敢这样子宣告的。
No one can proclaim it in that way.
看见了他就是看见了父。
See him is like seeing the Father.
那么要认识这个创造宇宙万物的神，唯一的途径就是在经过他儿子耶稣基督。
The only way to know the God who created the universe is through His Son Jesus.
没有任何其他的路让我们能够来认识这位创造宇宙万物的神。
There's no other way for us to know God who created the universe.
所以呢，我们来那个传福音也好，我们服侍也好，我们所传的就是耶稣基督啊，耶稣基督为主。
So either it's for serving the church or sharing the gospel, there's only one way, it's through Jesus Christ.
因为唯有借着主呢，我们才能够认识这位创造宇宙万物的神。
Because only through Him we can know.God created the universe.
借着我们的主呢，能够把父的一切的丰富显给我们看。
God showed all His abundance through Jesus Christ.
那么这是主呢，他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，能够来到父的面前。
The Lord gave us a new and living way before, so that we can get to God.
那个父呢是住在那个光里头啊，是人所不能够看见的，不能够去亲近的。但是呢，这借着神的儿子带领我们，能够来到他的面前，所以在光中见光啊。
And the Father lives in light. No humans can come into intimacy with Him unless through His Son. So we get to know Him in light, through light.
当我们来这样子的靠着神的儿子来到父面前的时候，我们瞻仰他的容颜，我们与他面对面。
When we come to God by Jesus Christ, we can look at His face and gaze upon His glory.
我们看见了什么呢？
What do we see?
你发觉呢，我们什么也看不见。
We notice that we see nothing.
唯一看见的是他的儿子耶稣基督。
All we can see is His Son, Jesus Christ.
父把宝是那个显现出来的时候，神父的心意只在他的儿子身上。
When the Father manifests Himself, we see God, the Father's will on His Son.
当我们来到神面前的时候，神大是光啊，我们在光中见光啊。
When we come to God, we know that He is light, and we see light through light.
当这个光照在我们里头的时候
，When we have this light shine upon us inwardly.
神说呢，他说这个叫我们知道呢，神荣耀的光呢是显在耶稣基督的面上。
God let us know that His glory light is shine upon Jesus' face.
撒却呢来到父面前看到的是什么呢看到的唯有他的儿子耶稣基督
So we realize that what we see when we come to God all we see is his son Jesus Christ
主他说呢若不是父起是没有人能够认识你
The Lord said unless God reveal himself no one can know his son Jesus Christ
那么除了子和所愿意指示的没有人能够认识父
and unless son gives person the revelation no one can see God, see the father
这实在是新约里面的奥秘啊，实际我们的那个这实在一生的是需要的思想的一件事情
It is indeed a mystery in New Testament and worth our lifelong meditation.
圣灵已经在我们工作，在我们里头为罪、为义、为审判自己，责备自己。
The Holy Spirit has worked in us, so that we will examine ourselves, our own sin and our own faults.
那么看见我们是个罪人，我们需要靠着主耶稣基督，我们来相信他。
To see that we are sinners and we need to believe in Jesus Christ. And the Lord lead us to the Father so that we can know Him. And when the Lord shines His light upon us, we see His Son Jesus Christ. Because the Father's of His abundance lives in the Son, a resulting Son.
所积蓄的这智慧知识都在耶稣基督里头。
All of His wisdom and knowledge are revealed in His Son Jesus Christ.
所以我们也在他里头得了丰盛。
So we also receive this abundance in Him.
我们走在这条属灵的完全的路上。
And we're walking on this spiritual road.
我们呢需要在许多方面成长啊，里头要丰盛到个地步，进入完全。
We need to become mature in different, from different ways, so that we can become perfect.
那么进入完全的唯一的路，就是在神的儿子耶稣基督里头。
And the only way to become perfect is in Jesus Christ.
我们呢，在他里头得到灵气的丰盛。
We gain, we obtain abundance in Him.
所以呢，当我们说我们来这教，我们在这神的儿子家中服侍，进新约的执事的时候。
So when we say that we fulfill our role that's commanded in New Testament.
我们在传什么呢
？What do we share?
为什么人会今天会花很多的功夫去传这个世上的学问
？Why do people today spend a lot of time sharing wisdom from this world？
为什么人在那里讲很多的这个关于人的知识、人自己的经历
？Why do people share a lot of knowledge and their own experience？
为什么人到至终他还传自己？
Why people at the end is actually sharing about themselves?
因为我们认识耶稣认识的太少了。
Because we know too little about Jesus.
如果我们认识主的话
，If we truly know the Lord,
他里面有说不尽的话题，说不尽的知识，那我们呢，说不定花一世永世的时间，我们都说不完的。
There are endless topics and endless knowledge.That even we spend our whole life, we cannot finish talking about.
我们要认识什么是爱嘛
We need to know what is love.
我们要认识什么是那个怜悯，那个神的这个恩典嘛
We need to know what is His mercy, what is His grace.
在基督里头，你看到那个最完整的描述，就在我们的自己的身上。
In Jesus Christ, you can see full description of all those.
你要认识神的公义嘛？你要甚至认识神的审判嘛
？You want to know God's justice, you and even to a point you want to know about His judgment.
在十字架上面就看见那个神 的审判时候的那个严厉。
On the cross, you see how severe is the judgment from God.
如果不是神的公义的要求是那么高，他的儿他不需要他的儿子为我们死。
If God's justice is not so high, then we don't need Jesus Christ to die for us.
我们要来传讲神的能力，神的智慧嘛。
We need to share about God's wisdom and His power.
我们来看我们的主。
Let us look at our Lord.
他一句话就让瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的得以洁净。
By one word, He let the blind can see, and the leper can get healed.
他一句话，风浪就停了。
By his one sentence, he calmed the storms.
一句话，鬼就被赶出去了。
By one sentence, he cleansed the unclean spirit.
你要认识神的智慧吗？
Do you want to know God's wisdom?
多少人来质疑我们的主说，这个夫子啊，我知道你是诚诚实实传这个主的话的，那是给该杀可不可以啊？
So many people come and try to challenge him and ask Rabbi, can we give tax to Caesar?
那么拿一块钱给我看看。
Give me one coin.
这上面写的是什么呢？
Whose face is on?
他们说这是该撒的像哈。
That says Caesar's face.
主说呢，该撒的归给该撒，神的物归给神。
The Lord then responds, give the things that belongs to Caesar to Caesar, and give God what God's portion.
那些人呢，要来就质疑神的，要来这那个挑战他的智慧的人，哑口无言，再也不敢来问他。
So those people who came to challenge him.They're not to come and ask the same question again.
在基督耶稣里头，我们说不分、说不完的话题。
In Jesus, we have endless topics to talk about Him.
任何是属于一个关于神的一个属性，在耶稣基督里面你都可以找得到。在耶稣基督里面，我们会说有说不出、说不完的是在让我们说的。
Any characteristics about God we can find in Jesus Christ, and we can talk about it endlessly.
我们所传的是基督耶稣为主。
What we share is that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
我这件事情呢，有这个认识有两个方面。
And there are two facets about these.
一面呢，我们呢在知识上，我们在这个教训学习上，我们必须要知道认识。
One way is that we need to know this.
那么对于基督的认识还得在经历里面来认识。
We also need to know Jesus Christ through experience.
他说呢，我们有这个宝贝的放在瓦器里头，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我的。
It says that we have the treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们的主呢，他真是个宝贝哈，而是神一切的丰富都在他里头。
Our Lord indeed is a treasure. All of God's abundance is in Him.
那么这个宝贝呢，今天住在我们里头。
And this treasure today lives in us.
我们是里头能够摸得着的，是我们能够感受得到的，我们能够经历的。
Inside of us, we can touch it, we can feel it, and we can experience it.
说了，我们这个人是个瓦器啊。
He says, we are vessels.
那么这个瓦器不是指的我们旧人啊，我们因为这旧造的人是要跟主耶稣一起定死的。
These jars of clay are not our old selves, because the old selves are destined to be nailed on the cross with Lord Jesus.
那么这个瓦器呢，里面那个是说到那个心脏啊。
So this jars of clay is talking about our new being.
是按着神的形象造的。
Who were created by God's image?
那么虽然是照着神的形象造的，但为什么还是瓦器呢？
But if these were created according to God's image, why they were still jars of clay?
那一面呢，他还
Because this new being is still living in the old flesh.
我们呢，这个许多事情呢，我们这个肉身有很多的软弱哈。那么，这天然人呢，就是没有办法哈，这个让这个瓦器，这个里面宝贝能够显得出来，所以它还是个瓦器。
So these old cells have a lot of weakness and is a natural being. So when these new creatures live in the old cells, a lot of things cannot be
manifested.
One thing is that these old cells on the outward refuse to die even though it shall die.
但是呢，这个宝贝是住在这个瓦器里的。But
these treasure lives in this clay.
那么这个我们怎么知道有这个宝贝在我们里头呢？
How do we know we have this treasure in us?
常常是经过患难的。
Often through tribulation.
那么在一些的艰难里头呢，我们经历神的主的能力的时候，我们知道我们的主，他是宝贝，他住在我们里头。
When we go through difficulties and we experience God's power, we know that our Lord is with us.
我们四面受敌呢，却不会困住。
When we were surrounded by enemies, but not
难处来的时候，好像仇敌就在四围，但是呢，我们里面不被困住。
When difficulty comes, we feel that we're surrounded by enemies, but we are not captured by them.
多少时候我们在做难，这件事情到怎么往前去呢？主与我是不是有同在呢？我过不过得了呢？
We might ask, is the Lord with us? Can I get through this?
那么心里做难呢，但是却不知失望，仍然有盼望。
Even though our heart feels the burden, but we do not lose hope.
那么有时候逼迫到被逼迫呢，却不被丢弃。我们的那个好像就那个难处很大了，那么但是呢，我们仍然却发现没有被丢弃。
Going through persecutions, but knowing that we're not abandoned.
那么呢，我们呢，这个打倒了哈，有时候我们就是垮在地上了，我们起不来了，但是发觉呢，里头啊，不仅死亡了，我们还有那个活生，还有气息在里头。
Being defeated, but not killed.
那么因为呢，有这个瓦器呢，里头有那个宝贝。
All because there's this treasure in jars of clay.
那么这我们要传记的这耶稣基督的话呢，必须还得从经历上面来传啊，真是在知道，这不仅仅只是一个知识，这是在我们心在里面的经历。So
if we want to share Lord Jesus, we also need to share through experience, not only through knowledge.
多少时候呢，神把一些难处摆在我们身上。
How many times God put difficulties on us?
在我们起来传耶稣的时候。
So when we get up and share the gospel,
那个传的耶稣呢，是我们第一手的经历。
So the gospel we share, the Jesus we shared about, are based on our first-hand experience.
是我们亲身经历的主，他是这样的活生生的主，他就是那神的儿子。
We experience this Lord, who is a living God, who is the Son of God. All of God's wisdom and powers in Him, I know because I experienced it. Why God allow all these difficulties get into our life?
他说要真正藏在耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显在我们身上。
It says that the mark of Jesus' death be upon me, so that the mark of His life will be upon you.
多少时候我们知道呢？我们呢需要向着基督。We
know that we need to deny ourselves.
那么我们知道主说呢，如果不背他十字架来跟随他的话，不配做他的门徒。We
know that the Lord said, if someone denied to carry the cross, they cannot be called his followers.
甚至主给我们信心的说呢，其实当主死的时候呢，我已经与他死了。
God also gives us this confidence that when He died on the cross, whoever believed in Him also did die, also died on the cross with Him. And we also knelt with Jesus on the cross. So it's no longer who I live, but the Lord Jesus lives in me. We know. We often hear about this. But we don't feel it.
事情来的时候呢, 那个发觉呢, 这个人啊, 活蹦乱跳, 那个不是死了吗? 怎么还这么有能力?
When things come to us, you realize this old self is still living so lively. Shouldn't these old self be dead by now?
我们里面不是有这个宝贝吗? 这宝贝难道会就不能发出它的能力吗?
Don't we have this treasure in us? Why this treasure is not showing any power?
因为这个瓦器啊, 真的爬了口, 紧紧地捆着啊。
Because this jars of clay is blocking the treasure.
主借着这些难处啊, 借着这些患难, 这些愁苦啊, 让我们看见了, 你, 我们已经死了。
God is using these difficulties and all of these tribulation to show us indeed we have already died. We have hidden our life with Jesus Christ in God. It's the jar of clay, this natural being is hindering the treasure to show its glory.
借着这些患难, 借着这些愁苦,真是逼迫打倒, 让我们呢,真是认识一件事情。
It's by these tribulations, persecutions, and attacks to make us know one thing.
死是我们必须要有的经历。
Death is an experience that we must have.
我们知道了很多。
We know a lot of things.
那么直到当患难来的时候，才发觉呢，其实呢，我知道了归知道，但是我的经历里头还是差得很远。
Only when tribulation comes, we realize that I know what I know, but I am still far away from experiencing it.
是借着这些难处呢，让我再看见，我已经与基督同死了。
By these difficulties, then I realized I have to die with Jesus Christ.
那么唯有这样子，这里面的那个瓦器里面的宝贝才能够显出它的能力来。
Only through this, the treasure will start to reveal itself through the jars of clay.
唯有这样子，我们在所传的耶稣呢，不是只是知识上的耶稣，是我们亲身经历的耶稣。
Only through this, the Jesus we share is no longer in our knowledge, but in our experience.
因此呢，当我们经历死的时候，你发觉呢，死之后呢。 我们经历里面的生命，生死，使耶稣的生显在我们身上。
After we go through death, then we realize we now have Jesus' life in us.
是当我们愿意降服那个接受主的死的时候，发觉呢，其实呢，里面还有盼望的，因为主的那个生命活出来了，宝贝活出他的能力来了。
When we can submit to this death of Jesus, then we realize we can have this treasure and we see the power of His life in us.
这不但是对我们，甚至对我自己的是这么样的，是那个受益啊。那这也是我们传那个所传的福音啊，这些我们是那个所交通的事情。
It's not only beneficial to myself, it's also the core of what we share. It's the core of the gospel.
什么是这个新约的执事？
What is the New Testament service?
新的执事是生命的执事。
The service in the New Testament is a life service.
是我们自己要经历的生命的执事。
It's that we need to experience this life ministry.
是我们要把这个生命传给人的执事。
It's a ministry that we passing down our life.
我们传福音呢，不仅仅只是传一些知识，让人的那个。 得救这个将来上天堂。
When we share the gospel, it's not only the knowledge that we share with people so that they can be saved and one day go to heaven. We share in a life ministry to tell people that it is a heavenly ministry.
我们在教会当中服侍的时候，确实很多事情，这个做了，感谢主，是主恩典。
When we serve in the church, we thank God's grace that by His grace we can finish them.
那么还要问呢，我们的服侍有带给人生命吗？
We also need to ask, does our service give people life?
人看到的只是一些事情的成就呢，还是人看见什么生命显出来呢？
Do people see only achievements of people, or can they see God's life revealed through these ministry?
我们在这新的知识上有份，我们这个知识是带给人生命吗？
Are we a part of these New Testament's ministry? Does our ministry give people life?
什么时候人能够看见我们的服侍是带给生命的服侍？
When can people see that our ministry shared life?
是当人看见我们的执事是死的执事的时候。
It's when we see that our ministry is the ministry of death.
是当我们愿意把自己摆下来，向着极死的时候，人看见生命，人经历生命。
It is when we are willing to lay ourselves down and when we are ready to face death, it is the time for people to see our ministry as the ministry of life.
当我们意见不同的时候,
it's when we hold different opinions.
当我们一些有争执的时候,
it's when we are going through arguments.
是什么情况之下让人得帮助?
In what kind of situation can someone get help?
是我们把这件事情争对了，把这件事情讲得讲清楚了，人被说服了，照着我方法去做的时候，人得帮助嘛。
This is when I explain all my arguments and that person follow through?
还是说人看见我们说可以，我把自己摆下来，那么主来做，主自己做，人看见我们愿意向着基督的时候，真正的生命。
Or is it when I deny myself and that the Lord work through me and also die to myself?
我这是我常常提醒我自己的，有些事情的时候跟弟兄们有一些不同的看见的时候，我常常回到神的面前说，这件事情对还是不对，觉得那么重要。
This is one thing I often remind myself whenever I hold a different opinion. Compared to other brothers and sisters, I often go back to God and ask God, is it really that important that I have to get this right or wrong?
主功课学不好，那个主一直提示，一直提醒我自己说，这样的即使好像让基督能够活出来。God
kept reminding me that I need to die to myself so that Jesus Christ can live through me. In us, there is work of death, but in others, there is work of life. This is the New Testament's ministry. On one side is a ministry of death, a ministry to die to yourself. On the other side is a ministry that gives life to people.
这是这个荣耀的指示啊，新约的指示。
It's a glory ministry, New Testament ministry.
这几点呢，是我们在这新约的指示上，这服事的路上，我们需要常常在主面前思想学习的。
All these points are what we need to keep meditating about when we think of the New Testament's ministry.
主在我们身上的装备还不仅仅是外面的一些恩赐啊。
What God equips us with is not only the outwardly gifts.
主在我们身上的装备，在要进服事的时候呢。 这些最基本的一些认识呢，是我们必须要学的。
All this foundational knowledge about serving Him is what we need to learn as well.
那么在这里呢，他还说到一件事情，我们在服事的时候需要认识。Here
He mentioned one more thing that we need to know when we want to when we serve the Lord.
就是我们在服事的时候呢，我们是讨谁的喜悦？
It is that when we serve to please God.
我们又常常在想说，这里说呢，他说这个啊，那叫耶稣从死里复活的，必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
Here it says, who?
14节，我听。
The one who raised the Lord Jesus from death will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in His presence.
新约的执事呢，在我们在教会中服事、学习的时候，也肯定要常常回到神的面前啊。The
New Testament ministry requires us to keep living ourselves before God.
这件事情，因为我看也许是对的，也许是不对的。Some
of things that I see might be right, might be wrong.
但是主是怎么看的？
But how God sees me?
有一天我站在他面前的时候呢，主是怎么来看这件事情呢？
One day I will stand before Him, and how will He see the things?
我今天坚持了这么多，我这么那个，我在有一天在主面前能够经得住他自己的指示吗？
Today I'm so sure about certain things, but one day when I stand before Him, will I be able to endure His question?
有一天当我们站在他面前的时候，他对我们所做的事情是主是称许的，还是主是责备的？
When one day we stand before the Lord, will He praise what we do, or will He condemn what we do?
这可能是我们俩在服事的时候呢。 一个最终的一件事情，说这件事情站在主面前的时候，我们能不能够交账？
So when we conduct our ministry, we need to ask one day when we face the Lord, will we can we be held responsibility for them?
那么我主的怜悯常常带我在祷告的时候，就教我说这件事情将来到主面前算主怎么看？
By God's grace, during my prayer time, often I was reminded to think about how will God see it when one day when I see Him one day.
那么主怎么看，这比什么都来的重要。
How God sees it is more important than any other thing.
那么就是说到我们都会都要去见主的哈，我们要不然就主来接我们去，要么我们就那个在主里睡了，我们去见主。
We'll all one day see the Lord. Either He comes for us, or we sleep and we'll see Him.
那么呢，在我们人生如果主来的日子迟延的话，我们就见主嘛。我们这个人生最后一段的日子，我们怎么样过呢？
If life gets longer and when we get older, at the very end of our life, how will we spend the time?
我们呢，服侍主呢，不是服侍到有一天身体不好了，我们就退下来了，我们就退休了，就什么都不做了啊。
We will not retire because our body gets older, and we stop serving Him.
我们服侍主呢，是服侍到那一天见主面的日子。
We shall serve the Lord until the day we see His face.
那么呢，在最后那一段时间呢，那么那个。 不见得是非常容易过的。
And the very last period of time on earth might not be an easy period of time.
那么在人生的最后一段时间的时候，有些人感谢主，他这个睡着睡着就见主去了。那有些人呢，这样经过一段时间的那个身体的苦楚，他就见主。
For some people, the last moment of life, they sleep and they see the Lord. But for some other people, their body need to endure some hardship and then they will see the Lord.
如果主的心意是要我们经过一段的苦楚，身体中的苦楚，然后就见他的话。
If the Lord's willing is to have us going through some sufferings in body and then see Him,
我们是怎么样过那段日子？
How we will spend those time?
我们在那段时间里面，我们仍然是不是还在服侍我们的主呢？
During that time, will we still serve the Lord?
他说呢，我们的外体要毁坏了，但是内心要一天新似一天。
It says that our body will waste away, yet our inwardly we're being renewed day by day.
很多时候我在想啊，我们今天在这个世上怎么过生活呢？那么很有一个原因是为了那最后那段时间做准备呢。
One of the reasons that I think about how I shall live my today, it's also because I want to prepare myself for the last moment of my life on earth.
很多弟兄姊妹，我们上了年龄了哈，就感觉身体一天比一天的衰老。
Many brothers and sisters, as we getting older, we notice that our body is also getting older.
多少弟兄姊妹告诉我们，在人生最后一段时间，如果是身体不好的话，是很大的一个试炼。
Many brothers and sisters mentioned that if in the last few years of their life, the body is weak, it's a great trial.
我老弟兄说了，叫我们呢，要不要晚节不保啊？到老的时候呢，仍然靠着主能够带你的主。So
some older brothers and sisters said that do not lose your heart the very old age, but to keep serving the Lord.
那么我们呢，可能。 大部分的人都会经过一段艰难的日子才去见主。
Most of us will experience a hard time before we see the Lord.
不管我们身上所遭遇的是因为疾病的缘故也好，还是外面环境的难处也好。
No matter what we experience is due to illness or the environment.
那么神都在我们身上有工作。
God can work on us.
那么就算是最后一段时间，如果我们身体非常不好的话呢，他说自战之间的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。Even
during the very last moment, our temporal hardship is for achieving an eternal glory.
如果我们在最后一段时间，如果主要我们经历过许多的病痛难处的时候，
It's during the last moment that God will is for us to going through some illness, some sufferings.
我们还能够忠心的跟随他，忠心的服侍他，外体毁坏，内心一天新似一天。
And let us hold on to faithfulness, and even though our body is wasting away, we can inwardly being renewed day by day.
这是我们一生服侍的时候一个最好的一个完，最重要的这个终点，我们怎么样为我们这个服侍打个结呢？
This is the most important endpoint of our ministry on earth. Is how we gonna wrap up our serving.
我们的那个对新约的知识是信主的那天开始，我们就要服侍我们的主。
The New Testament ministry starts when we start to believe the Lord.
接着服侍主呢，我们的生命一天比一天改变。By
serving Him, our lives change day by day.
那么这个服侍呢，不是到有一天就说我们现在服侍停了，我们呢这个再打个结了，我们退休了。
This ministry cannot be wrapped up as One day we suddenly decide we want to retire.
这个服事呢，一直要到那天我们见主面的日子。
This ministry will last until the day we see His face.
我们中间会经过艰难，会经过患难。
We will go through difficulties, tribulations.
有的时候也许这些患难是在我们身体好的时候，外面的难难处再带来的。
Some of these difficulties will happen when we are still quite healthy, and it's bring by the environments around us.
也许是在我们人生最末了的时候，身体的那个衰败，我们所要面对的。
Some of these difficulties is when we get older and our bodies start to waste away, and we need to face it.
但是呢，这个服事是一生的服事啊。他说，保罗他说呢，他到最后呢，他说那个当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
However, this ministry is a lifelong ministry. Just like Paul said, I have run the race.
保罗服事主是他信主。大马士主碰见他的那天开始，一直到他殉道的那一天呢，他没有一天他停止服侍主。
Paul's ministry started when he met the Lord at Damascus, and it ends when he died for the gospel.
这个服侍呢，是一个荣耀的服侍。
This ministry is a glory ministry.
是有盼望的服事。
It is a glorious and hopeful.
是存到永远的服事。
It's a ministry that will last in eternity.
因为这主把这个服事赐给我们，把新约的这执事赐给我们。
The Lord gave us this New Testament ministry.
那让我们能够在服事的当中啊，一天比一天改变。
So that by serving, we can change day by day.
那么能够一天比一天能够长大出来，蛮有基督长成的身量。
So that day by day, we can grow up and be more like Jesus Christ.
当主他说呢，你们要完全像你的父完全一样的时候。
When the Lord said, "You shall be perfect, just like your Father is perfect."
这不是一个遥远摸不着的一个我们的个盼望。
It's not a faraway and untouchable hope.
不是呢，这些少数人啊，他们这些特别拣选的人，他们在达到。
It's not just a small group of people can, only a small group of people can reach.
他是呢，对每一个神的儿女说的。
He talked to every single one of children of God.
神呢，在我们身上每个人要做的，就是有一天呢。长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
What God will work on us is to make us perfect, so that we all become Jesus Christ.
但愿神呢
like Jesus Christ.
但愿神把这样的心赐给我们呢，向着标杆而去。
May the Lord give us this heart, so that we keep racing towards the goal.
借着服事他的教会。借着神服事神的儿女啊，我们呢也一同在成长，跟神的儿女一同成长，达到神他自己的心意。
By serving His church, by serving His children, we also can grow with His children, and one day we will live according to His will.
我们呢都有这个职分，我们是蒙了神的怜悯得到这个职分。
We all have these calling, all have these ministry given to us.By His grace,
叫我们呢真正能够长大成人，满有他这儿子的样子。
So that we can all grow up and become like Jesus Christ.
我们先祷告。
Let us pray.
父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you. We praise.
因为你在耶稣基督里面拣选了我们。
You select us in Jesus Christ.
叫我们在他里面成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And make us holy with no.
你要带领我们在这条路上，天天的往前去。
And you keep leading us on this path day by day.
调转我们的眼目，专专注视在你的儿子身上。
Turn our eyes and make us gaze upon Jesus.Your son.
因为神，你一切的丰盛都在耶稣基督里头藏着。
Because All of your abundance can be found in Jesus.
叫我们在地上服侍主，我们所传的单单是主耶稣基督自己。
Let us share the gospel, and when we share about Jesus Christ.
不仅仅只是上在知识上我们明白。
Not only that we understand it in knowledge.
借着许多的难处，借着许多的服侍，让我们真实去经历，我们有这个宝贝在瓦器里头。
Through difficulties and through experience, help us to truly know that there's this treasure in the place of jar.
你自己来做，你自己来做，让这个瓦器里的宝贝能够显出他自己的能力来。
May yourself work on us so that the treasure can be revealed in these jars of clay.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord, and may the Lord keep blessing His own word.